All of it at civicmedia.us.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President-elect Trump's legal team maneuvering to try to make sure Special Counsel Jack Smith's final reports on Trump's alleged hiding of classified documents and trying to interfere with Georgia's election are never made public. ABC's Aaron Katursky with more.
Special Counsel Jack Smith, as all special counsels do, is preparing a report about his findings, and now Trump and his co-defendants are trying to block its release. Overnight, Smith said he's working to finalize his report about Trump's handling of classified documents, and the Attorney General is deciding what to publicly released.
Trump's lawyers also requested that his hush money conviction in New York be thrown out. The judge in that case refused. Facebook and Instagram CEO Mark Zuckerberg of Meta posting on video today saying fact checkers on the social media sites will be replaced with a community notes system similar to what's on X. Two bodies found in the landing gear section of a plane that landed in Fort Lauderdale from New York City last night. Police don't know why or how the two men ended up there. This is ABC News.
Lisa Hale with WISS News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section at WISS.FM. For 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. Aurora Healthcare Clinics and Hospitals are reinstating mask mandates for visitors at all Wisconsin locations. Visitors are required to wear masks when in contact with patients or in designated areas. Wisconsin health officials are on high alert as respiratory illnesses such as RSV, influenza, and COVID-19 are on the rise throughout the region. Aurora has clinics and hospitals throughout Northeast Wisconsin, including Green Bay, the Fox Cities, and Oshkosh. A man died after crashing into a tree, and a one-year-old child was found in a smoke-filled home Saturday night in Neenah. Neenah police say the officers were sent to the 800 block of South Park, where a vehicle's engine and dashboard were on fire. An unconscious man with traumatic injuries was removed from the vehicle and taken to the hospital where he died. The child was found in the man's apartment. The baby did not need medical attention and was released to family members. The incident remains under investigation. The Green Bay Public Market is on track to open in the summer. Ryan Johnson, president and CEO of On Broadway, said right now tenant recruitment is his main focus.
It's not a food court, and I think that's really important to emphasize. Right. This is about bringing in a lot of different types of products, whether it's a fish, a butcher, a baker. You know, our goal in this facility, you're going to have prepared food. That's what makes the most successful markets, but it's about striking that right balance. And if you don't have the right tenants, it's a lot harder.
The public market will be able to house up to 20 vendors and provide year-round access to fresh produce and other goods. The $18.3 million project is expected to have a yearly economic impact of $65 million. I'm Lisa Hale for 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News. For news anytime, visit WISS.FM.
The Packers lose Christian Watson. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Packers head coach Matt LaFleur confirmed that wide receiver Christian Watson could be out a year after suffering a torn ACL and other damage to his right knee during Sunday's game against the Bears. Up next, the Packers face the Eagles next Sunday in the wild card playoffs. Running back Josh Jacobs.
Everything is on the line. You know, it's no real do-overs. It's no flush last week. It's no none of that. It's, you know, execute when the times that they got to make a play or whatever. That's what we're going to look forward to try to do, you know, this whole week.
Men's college basketball, the Badgers with another nice Big Ten conference win, 75-63 at Rutgers. In the NBA, after losing four of their last five, the Bucks beat the Raptors in Toronto, 128-104. Bobby Portis with 20 points. Damian Lillard led with 25.
Being physical, making them work offensively, the communication, helping each other, gang rebounding. Those are all things we can control.
That's the Bucks. Damian Lillard with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A mix of sun and clouds today and a high in the mid-20s. Partly cloudy tonight, lows 5 to 10 above. And mostly cloudy for tomorrow, maybe a flurry or two, and a high in the mid-20s. Mostly sunny in mid-20s Thursday, some flurries late. Currently, it's 10 above.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
What's going on in Washington today as we move into 2025? Have your antenna up. Don't rely on all the media sources. Just your own wisdom, your own heart, your own gut. Listen to what they're saying about our friends and neighbors and family. Because we innately know these people that we live with every day in our communities. Don't allow words and thoughts to tear us apart. Hold fast to that which we know, which is good.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Here's what the WSJ had said after J6. This week has probably finished Donald Trump as a serious political figure. Boy, that hasn't aged well, has
no,
it?
No, not at all.
In the Wall Street Journal. So after what they just said 4 years ago, Maggie, they couldn't bring it upon themselves to say that guy who did that shouldn't be anywhere near the White House again. Nope, couldn't do it.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. From Oshkosh to Nina, this is 98.3 WISS.
Beyonce Bowl on Christmas was so important in this political moment. Next.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. We got some big timers on the show today.
We're kind of teeing it up today.
So think about this.
Two doctors, a judge.
Well, Ron Messler, a judge.
Right.
A judge. Dr. Kevin Spencer.
Right.
Worldwide master illusionist. Now Dr. K. I mean, we're out of our league here.
Well, we always are.
This is.
Yeah. Hey, Dr. K, you kind of... Two doctors. I mean, you work at a hospital, right?
Yep, I do. Yes.
And you also have your own lane of...
Yeah, just basically a wellness practice to kind of bring more healthy choices for the valley here.
Yeah. Does anyone want to lose weight in New Year's?
They do after New Year's.
I waited until today to weigh myself.
I weighed myself this morning, too.
Yeah, exactly. It happens usually after a week after New Year's. Most supporting
what would be
that
about
down.
The average that somebody... I gained about 5.
Yeah, they're usually about during Christmas. I myself usually gain about 7 pounds between like Christmas Eve and New Year's Day with right. all yeah. the good food.
Right.
I mean, I indulge myself. Everybody does. That's the part
Absolutely.
Of fun living. And then after that, like, then I get focused. I gotta get back in the zone again.
Yep.
So this Elevate Life, you know, energize your wellness. What's working? Because the country isn't working.
Yeah.
I mean, you see these maps. It's like with so many were obese, you know, especially 20 years ago and the just keeps getting the darker and darker blue, you know, and it's like, what, 45 states are obese? Or, it's just crazy. That's probably not the right number. But the country's not getting better yet. You're focused on that.
Yeah, absolutely. So the one thing, like the new drugs, the GLP-1s, which are some good titers, Zepatide, they work really, really well. Essentially, the reason people are gaining weight right now is two things. One, the processed food is really addicting. People, like, you crave it. I mean, manufacturers spend billions of dollars every year just to study how to get people come back to the same foods over and over again.
Can I just ask quick?
Yeah.
John had brats for breakfast.
Yeah. Just,
what's wrong with it? But it's venison brats.
That's
wild
then.
Game.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
my whole new mantra.
Yeah.
It's wild game for 25. But yeah. this doesn't sound dissimilar from what the tobacco companies did years ago,
essentially,
correct?
That's absolutely correct. I mean, nicotine is very addicting, and that's what tobacco companies did. They studied how to get people addicted, and once you're addicted, they got you.
Right.
I mean, if you look back, everybody has their favorite food, and if you think about it, why is it favorite for you? You crave it, and that's the whole goal. That's how they make their money. And the second part is people will overeat. Food's always there. It's not like back in 1800s anymore. Everybody's food just mostly stocked. And start with unhealthy food, so it's really accessible. So the best way to start losing weight right now is to eat less, and that's what these drugs help you do is eat less.
Because you're right about it's plentiful. I mean, and it's not that food's not that expensive. Yeah. I mean, people say, and look, I understand inflation and all that, but at the end of the day, I don't know. It's I mean, we talk about going shopping and spending $125 or $150 versus it used to be $80. But the point is that it's available.
It's available. And I like to look at dollar per calorie, how much dollars you spend per calorie. It keeps going down and down every single year, mostly because of this manufactured food. It becomes cheaper. And the unhealthy food is the cheap food, right? The healthy food is the organic food, is the expensive food. So when you're money conscious, or if you want to save a few bucks, you can tend to navigate towards the unhealthy food. So that's, once again, that's a double whammy against you.
But, you know, your focus is on helping people lose weight. That's one of your focuses. Maybe when you talked last time. Then they always say there's not a magic pill, but isn't this kind of close to that?
It is. It is really close. Essentially, the way the drugs work is they keep you full longer. So food kind of sits around your stomach longer. That's one way to put it. And that means you get full longer. And when you're full, you don't have the cravings to eat anymore. So think of like a Thanksgiving meal. So if you're at the end of Thanksgiving meal, even if your favorite pie comes on, you take a double eagle. Do I really want to eat that pie? Do you want to sit down for a little while and digest first? So think of that the same feeling constantly. So essentially, you're full longer, you eat less, and then people tend to lose weight after that. And my goal is to help you navigate that in a safe manner. Because if you eat less, but you eat just nothing but junk food, then you're going to be malnutritioned. Your vitamins are going to go down. That's not a healthy way to lose weight. My job is to help you use the drugs, but also use in a healthy manner so you stay healthy throughout the whole weight loss process. And then slowly try to put things in place to get you off the medication as well. So I have plenty of patients that successfully got off medications, but it's a long process. It took us a year to get the lifestyle in place, try to figure out how the cravings work, and now they don't use it anymore. So it works really well.
So at Revamp, that's the name of your this organization that helps people with this healthy lifestyle or elevate life, I should say. What is the process? Is an assessment they go through, or how do you decide, is everyone eligible for this?
And do you personally, as a doctor, look at a person's body mass or whatever, and say, okay, I don't want you below this number?
Absolutely. So every patient has a one-hour free consultation, and that's with me personally. And then we do a lot of things. We do a full questionnaire looking at the whole lifestyle. Then we can also do 3D body analysis. Essentially, we use a machine called Steiku. It does a 3D measurements of you in 30 seconds, and it can give us exact measurements of your bone density, your muscle mass, and your fat density. It also gives us a calculation on your visceral fat, which is fat around your organs, and subcutaneous fat, which is fat underneath your skin.
Wow.
And then we can monitor that pretty much as frequently as you can make it to my clinic. Some people we monitor every single month, and we can tell you exactly, hey, we're starting to lose more muscle mass than we like, so this is what we're going to do to change that. Or you're on the correct track, you're losing fat, but we're not losing muscle. Let's keep chugging away.
Because that is not a fear, but an excuse. I don't know what I'm looking for, but they're like, oh, it's you're losing muscle, and you don't want to lose
and
muscle.
And you can tell when a person has lost muscle instead of fat. Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah, absolutely.
Some people don't look healthy.
Yeah. That's because they have the volume loss in the face too. And the biggest one is also your skin. When your vitamins and minerals go down, your skin just looks not healthy. You know when someone's skin doesn't look great.
Exactly.
Yeah, so we keep track of all of that. We can even supplement it as we need to with just trace minerals. So we keep, my goal is to help you lose weight, get to a healthy weight, but do it in a healthy manner and keep the weight off. It's a lifelong process. It's not going to happen in 3 months. But my goal is to get you to the point where you don't have, you can do it.
Okay, good. Because you know what's, you know what, I'm not going to put down the medical profession.
Yeah.
But you know what is a crock?
Yeah.
The BMI.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's a total crock, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. That's why we don't really use BMI. We look at the actual muscle fat percentage in your body.
Good.
So which is different than BMI, because if you're really muscular and you're short, your BMI is going to be high, which is, once again, not the greatest
thing. Oh, good. Yeah. Thank you. So, that's what's wrong with me.
John, we don't have to get taller. Sure, John. Yeah, you're the doctor.
It's because of my
thighs. What about, so you put people on a prescription, a drug that, that will help them, like you said, maybe eat less or not be as craving food. What about the walk, the exercise portion? Is that something you recommend? Or
I do. I think exercise is a very critical part of it. And then I also, if you're in the valley, I have a lot of contacts with the personal trainers in the area and exercise facilities in the area. And based on what you like and your personality, I try to match you up with the personal trainer that will work, mesh with you really well. It seems to be, it's just like a warm handoff. I really pick up the phone and say, hey, Melissa, I have a patient here that I think would be a good fit for you as a personal trainer. Why don't you meet and see see what you can do? And most of the time, they do give us steep discounts for the initial consultation for my patients as well. So we do try to make deals that way so everybody saves money and kind of get into a healthy health again.
So obesity is a huge problem, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, like, we look at knees, hips, all that stuff, isn't it?
Yeah,
all
obesity is a huge. I think it's it's an epidemic now.
It is.
And then when you're obese, you're at higher risk for heart disease,
right.
Strokes, even higher risk for cancer. You're at risk of dying like 10 years younger. So my question when I tell my patients is, if I can give you 5 years, 10 years at the back end of your life to spend with your family, what would you give me? Essentially, like, what would you pay for that? And then everybody will say, all right, I'm in. Let's get the process started. So it's really looking at the long term. And obesity has so many kind of complications. You end up with knee replacements, hip replacements, arthritis, inflammatory disease.
Cancer.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, that was never talked about before.
Yes.
And now all of a sudden, two things. And I want to ask you about that.
Yeah.
Two things. Whereas that the Surgeon General wants stricter things on alcohol, that's got to be considered a carcinogenic?
It is. Alcohol is a carcinogenic. Alcohol is a poison. When you drink alcohol, every single cell in your body gets hit with poison. Of course, I always say, enjoy life in moderation. If you can't have any pleasures in life, there's no point in living, but everything's in moderation.
So that's why they said in the Westerns, pick your poison.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, your drugs, though, that you use, or your pill, whatever you want to call it, does that, I mean, obviously it makes people not hungry. What about people that like to have cocktails? Does it take away that urge for that?
Yeah, so it cuts down on the cravings.
Okay.
So people that, actually a lot of people that used to drink every single day, now they enjoy it over the weekend, so it's more moderated.
Okay.
So it really cuts down the cravings. They don't have the craving to drink anymore. And even when they overdrink, they just don't feel good because they just feel like stuff just sits there. They get nauseous. So over time, they realize, you know what? That nauseous feeling is not worth it anymore. I just don't feel great. I don't get any pleasure. So now they just do it socially. So that helps. And I have some people that actually quit smoking because they don't have the craving to smoke anymore. So they've completely stopped smoking, which is phenomenal.
Okay, so let me say something, though, because I remember reading the one big thing. And it was about how cravings are your body's way of saving you from starvation. That's the old theory, right? That's what, if you didn't have it, you would die. But it gotten to the point where, and part of it was talking about the media, they have done such a wonderful job of presenting their foods in commercials. And in the old days when you'd go to the drive-in and have that unbelievably looking hot dog.
Still going on.
They've done such a job mentally to make you think you got to have that, haven't they?
Yeah, so cravings are actually from dopamine release. So dopamine is a chemical that gives you pleasure in your brain. So anything that's pleasurable will release dopamine, and food is one of the most pleasurable things. It's more pleasurable than sex for a lot of people. So that's what gets you the cravings.
Well, it's not get carried away.
Well, easy.
Jesus. I don't know about you. I'm just saying. You know what I mean?
Give me that cheeseburger. Yeah. See you, honey. I want a cheeseburger.
Hey, Doc, you know what I'm talking about?
So, Doc, revamp. You've got locations people come to, and you give them this service. I want to talk about how people can get engaged.
Absolutely.
About how you're going to change our lives.
Absolutely.
Right after this.
Listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, home for the Maggie Dawn Show.
The WISS High School Sports Calendar is brought to you by Zeroni's Macaroni and Pizza Pub. Here are some events for Oshkosh West teams. January 14th at 7, boys varsity hockey faces off against Appleton North at Appleton Family Ice Center. January 16th at 6 and 7:45, boys varsity wrestling plays double duels versus Hortonville and Appleton North at Kakana High School. January 17th at 5:30, boys swimming competes in the varsity invitational against multiple schools at Appleton North High School. At 7:30 is both the girls varsity basketball game and boys varsity basketball game at Hortonville High School. For more events and details, visit OWHSWildcats.com.
The WISS High School Sports Calendar brought to you by Zeroni's Macaroni and Pizza Pub. Open to all those looking to break free from the tyranny of cheap pizza and powdered Mac. Locally sourced from the community for the highest quality ingredients. Zeroni's.com. Get back to Zeroni's. You know, the macaroni and pizza pub on Jackson Street in Oshkosh? They're back open under new ownership with all the familiar recipes you know and love. Enjoy the Zeroni's to-go lunch buffet. Fill up the box and they'll fill your drink, all for just $11.50. Buffet to go. Zeroni's Macaroni and Pizza Pub menu includes specialty mac and cheese, pizza, salads, appetizers, and desserts. The to-go buffet is open Tuesday through Friday, 11 to 2. Zeroni's is back. 2407 Jackson Street. Zeroni's.com.
Join Lou Rugani for the Music of the Stars every Sunday morning from 7 a.m. until noon. Lou brings back the nostalgia from the golden age of radio with the music, drama, and comedy shows that made radio magic. Music of the Stars is sponsored by Lakeland Care, providing personalized support that aims to improve quality of life and maintain independence for elders and those with disabilities. It's the Music of the Stars, Sunday at 7 on 98.3 FM and 1100 AM Oshkosh Air Support.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, the Fox Valley's home of Mino and the Mayor.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you. No pills gonna cure my head. I got a bad case loving you.
You know, I feel bad when we have guests like this. You know why? Because he thinks we're going to toss him some questions while we're live on the air. When we go to break, we just bombard people.
We get all that personal advice. Right, free advice.
Bombard. Yeah. Okay, let me ask you this.
Do you think I'm obese? Do you think I'm obese? What do I got to do?
But Dr. K, revamp, HRT, new location, healthy new year we're talking about. This is right up our alley.
It really is. And I just want to talk about people that I think a lot of people make New Year's resolutions. And I was reading the majority of them is to be healthier.
Yeah.
I mean, it is.
Yeah.
It's number one, like every year after year.
Absolutely.
I was telling Johnny that 1 year, and the second one was to spend more time with family. And mm-hmm. the third resolution, most popular, was to get financially stable. And then they did it again a year later. And the number one was to be healthy. Number two was financial. The family moved down.
I guess who did they talk to? Yeah.
It's like, this didn't work too
well. Did the family move out of the house completely?
top three, though.
Yeah, it is.
They're in the top three.
But I was going to say consistently, number one is to be healthier. And this wasn't around 5 years ago.
No, I think now people are actually getting more health conscious as well. As I said, I think New Year's resolution has always been first is take care of yourself, which is always get healthy, but life gets in the way. But I think there's also more options that work really well right now as well. 10 years ago, I mean, you only had a few options if you needed to do medication-wise. And after that, people blamed you if you were obese. Now people have shifted the thought process. Now it's not, you know, the way I approach my patients, it's not your fault. Let's just get you the tools that you need to get you where you want to go. We're always looking to the future. We're not going to look at the past. So I think people are just more conscious, especially on social media, and they realize that they want to get healthy.
And I don't know how much that costs, but I mean, come on, 10 more years, not a new knee, not a new hip. I mean, right, losing weight is important, but I don't think people really understand the long-term benefits.
Benefit, yeah, exactly. And then, I mean, if you get a heart attack, if you had to get a stent placed, how much is that going to cost you? If you have high blood pressure, have a stroke, how much is that going to cost you long-term if you can't move your right side or left side? So for us, I'd be happy to talk about the prices. So for us, it's $300 a month, flat fee, essentially, to get this whole package deal. And then we kind of follow you very closely. And, you know, as I said, it's not always a lifelong. Some people may need it for life. But most people, if we do exactly the plan we set out forward, we can slowly titrate off as well. So once we get you goal weight, we kind of go backwards to see what we can do to get you off the medication.
Obviously, you're a smart guy. You have a practice, but you also do telehealth, which is a secured way of somebody if they can't.
Yeah, we got to hear from somebody in Madison, a friend of ours in Madison. Do you have a location in Madison?
Yeah, so since I don't have a location in Madison, if people can make telehealth appointments on my website, it's revamphrt.com. And then it's just like a Zoom call. We sit down. We still have a conversation. We still do everything. There is no compromise of care. And the medication gets shipped to your house directly. And then we talk very frequently, either through text or phone calls, pretty much every week or every other week to keep track of where things are going. So you don't have to come to my locations. I make it very convenient.
You know, I got to say one thing, though, too, to go along with this. I've had high blood pressure for years and years. Yeah. I'm on meds and whatever, but it never really went down. I walked a bunch this summer, okay? That got my blood pressure. Like, even I got the home thing that's just, I always write it down. Yeah. Okay, because my doctor says write down. I used to be like 175 over like 94.
Oh, that's high. Yeah, that's not good.
Super high.
Yeah.
Yesterday, 120 over 77.
That's phenomenal.
Wow.
From walking.
Yeah.
Honest to God.
That is great.
Walking.
Just a little bit. I'll recommend patients, you know, best time to walk is after you have a meal. You have a meal, walk just 30 minutes. Just make a slow, leisurely walk with the family or during lunch at work. And that will drop down your blood sugar and will also drop down your blood pressure. That's the best time to get walking.
I mean, I had to do a little bit of eye surgery a couple of years ago for a thing. And
totally cosmetic because he's on TV. But
well,
go ahead, John.
Not really, kind of. Yeah. But anyway, they wouldn't even let me. They wouldn't even discharge me because my
blood pressure
was so high.
Yeah.
They couldn't release me.
Yeah, that's not good.
No.
That's not a good spot to be in.
Not a good spot at all. No.
But I just want to get back. And I remember the Surgeon General just said if he could give out one prescription, it would be to walk 30 minutes a day.
Yeah, exactly.
If he could in a bottle, that's the one. But I mean, I want to get back to if it's $300 a month or even if it's $400, you can save that on food pretty quick.
Exactly.
I mean, that's, you know what I mean? Like, if you're going to eat less, and food's expensive, we talk about
so
that.
So $100 every trip.
Right.
Yep. Exactly. And then I think we kind of talked a little bit about it off topic as well. Like if your BMI is high, your insurance costs are high depending on which insurance you have.
Right.
And a lot of people now have high premiums. So think about how much money you're spending on just blood pressure medication or a chronic medication. So think of all the other costs where you save money. And you now you also get a healthy lifestyle for long term.
I mean, I almost think, why isn't everybody... Of course, why aren't I at your door?
Right? Yeah, why are you two showing up?
He will be.
No, I think this is great that you, you know, and what's your specialty? Are you a surgeon?
Yeah, no. So I'm an emergency medicine physician.
Okay.
That's my training. And I still work as a full-time ER doc. This is more of a passion project and a side project to see what I can do. Because I realized in the Valley, there are not very many programs like mine set up, so I decided to kind of venture out a little bit, but I still work full-time as a ER doctor.
Wow. Let me ask you this quick question, switching things here a little bit. Emergency doctor, give us some advice. Don't do this, because I don't want to see you in the ER.
Yeah, always wear a helmet. That's the one of the biggest things. When you're riding bicycles, when you're riding motorcycles, anything that you're doing risky activity like skiing, please wear a helmet. The worst thing that can happen is a concussion that can be a lifelong damage or brain bleed that can, once again, that we call the hemorrhagic stroke sometimes. So well, please always wear a helmet. That's the best thing you can do. And don't drink and drive. Please don't drink and drive. I see so many car accidents drinking and driving, and it changes your life, your family's life. It's absolutely devastating.
Wow. Good stuff.
But that helmet thing, I remember I had a doctor like you when my kids were younger, and she broke her arm skateboarding, but she was wearing a helmet. And he's like, hey, I can fix arms.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
just, I can't always fix brains. So,
exactly.
You know, I thought that was like, and she's like, okay. But yeah, it's awkward. It maybe can be, but no, helmets are cool right now.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not like.
I mean, get some cool helmets. They're back in style.
They are, right?
Yeah.
This is really great stuff.
You're a good doctor. I mean, you care about the people.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Yeah. And that's the whole goal, is to change people's lives.
I read this thing with a doctor, one of those internet things, but it said three things. The one I remember most, number one, they tells parents, never let your kids jump into water that they don't know the depth.
Absolutely. Oh, yeah. Especially diving head first. Ugh. I've seen some neck fractures that paralyzed kids for life. So please don't dive head first unless you know exactly how deep it is and what's
in the
bottom.
In the meantime, we're going to lose some weight.
Absolutely.
We're going to come and see you, revamp, and... We're going to put this on our Facebook, and I just want to thank you for what you're doing. I think you're really going to change people's
lives.
Awesome. You've got a great attitude.
You both up there.
I think you're extending life. You know, he could have said, you guys don't need it. And he didn't say that.
I tell the truth.
And he doesn't invite
Todd. I hate doctors who tell the truth. Lie to me. Back after this.
Welcome to the Fox Valley's Real News and Great Conversation, WISS.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
For 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is considering wind turbine restrictions amid the population decline of cave bats. According to DNR officials, the restrictions would involve a wind speed requirement to use the turbines, as cave bats typically don't fly as often in high winds. The wind speed required to use the turbines would be determined by the population density of the cave bats in a particular area. The Department of Natural Resources will be accepting public comments on the restriction plan until January 15th. A Wisconsin Policy Forum report has found that the average household income is not keeping up with the average price of a home. According to the report, the median sales price for a home in Wisconsin rose over 50% from $173,000 to about $265,000 between 2017 and 2022. During that same period, the median household income only grew about 20% from just under $60,000 to just under $71,000, creating a home price to income ratio of 3.7. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection and the U.S. Department of Agriculture awarded over $4.5 million for 10 projects in Northeast Wisconsin through the Resilient Food Systems Infrastructure Program. The grants are part of $23 million distributed to 30 Wisconsin projects to build resilience across the middle of the supply chain while strengthening local and regional food systems. You can read more about the projects receiving funding in our story at WISS.FM. I'm Lisa Hale for 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News. For news anytime, visit WISS.FM.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. There was a lion's roar atop the box office this past weekend. Mufasa took first place on the big screen with a haul of just under $24 million. The Lion King prequel edged out Sonic the Hedgehog 3 on the last weekend of 2024. Sonic, which was tops last weekend over Mufasa, brought in just over $21 million for a second place, but out-earned Mufasa over the traditional three-day weekend. Both films are entering their fourth week of release and showing decent legs. Coming in third place this past weekend was Focus Features' Nosferatu, a surprise hit that has pulled in about $70 million since its release on Christmas Day. The film is now at $100 million globally. Rounding out the top five were Moana 2 in fourth place with $12 million and about to pass $1 billion globally. And in fifth place was Wicked with just over $10 million. The Bob Dylan biopic, A Complete Unknown, landed in sixth place for the second week in a row with just over $8 million big ones. Great assortment of flicks in the theaters right now to help you combat the cold. Check them out. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A mix of sun and clouds today and a high in the mid-20s. Partly cloudy tonight, lows 5 to 10 above. And mostly cloudy for tomorrow, maybe a flurry or two, and a high in the mid-20s. Mostly sunny in mid-20s Thursday, some flurries late. Currently, it's 10 above.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
I drew my brother's name one year and we went to the mall and I said, hey, while you're in there, grab me a Christmas card. We're doing the gift exchange later. So he walks upstairs, gets the card, hands it to me. I sign it, Merry Christmas. Love, Pete. And that was my gift to him. And I made him pick out, pay for, and retrieve. He's like, you are the laziest, cheapest. It was absolutely beautiful.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Matt Nair on Air.
It is our 1 year anniversary here on Matt Nair on Air. Thank you, Greg and Calvin, for being on this journey with me. It's been great.
Thanks for having me. I can't speak for Calvin.
I'm always thrilled to be here.
unbridled
enthusiasm
enjoyment.
Brimming over from you, Calvin. I'm overwhelmed. Thank you.
Matt and Air on Air, weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Take Mino and the Mayor with. Take Mino and the. Take Mino and the Mayor with you anywhere. Download the Civic Media app today from the Apple Store or Google Play Store. And text the studio directly, all from the Civic Media app. Download it today. Now, once again, here's Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Dr. K, fantastic having him in here. Phenomenal. Great, great guest today, but none to
continues.
Be unsurpassed by... Laura Wiegert, Fox City's Chamber of Commerce. Okay.
That's Dr. Laura Wiegert.
Yeah. So, she's a lying whatever, okay? You could tell she's from Ishpeming.
National? No.
I asked her what happened to her ankle. She's got the big thing. She says, oh, crazy story. I went on an African safari, and there's this baby.
Ubers for elephants.
This baby. Ubers for, there's this baby elephant in the ditch, and I was trying to rescue him, and he fell over, and he snapped. I go, seriously? No, I fell down the steps of my brother's bar.
Not a bar.
You said a bar.
I said a barn.
Barn. I think you said bar.
All right.
Okay.
I was completely sober, for the record.
Got it. All right. How you doing?
Good. Good. How are you guys?
Good. You know, we're really excited because we are now on a radio station in Appleton.
I heard Todd shared that. That is
we
exciting
news.
We are
excited about that.
And you've got it going on in the Fox Cities. It's just...
We brag about you guys a lot.
We do.
Aw, that's so sweet. Thanks, guys.
And we even had the Chamber on from Green Bay, and we were bragging about you.
Ooh, how did that go over?
Just tell them we're friends. So, yeah. No, you guys... And it's amazing what Chambers can do and should do, quite honestly,
yep.
For their communities. You know, I was looking at some stats you sent over that, you know, 81% of the U.S. adults agree that their local chambers, it's the trusted entity.
Yep.
And the chamber has good people normally, right, that
yep.
get appointed or not really. That's not an elected thing. But your job is the business climate of the community, right?
Well, so there's a saying in the chamber world, if you know one chamber, you know one chamber. Because every chamber is different. Like Green Bay and ourselves, we're more focused on economic development, the economy, driving jobs and business, right? But there's a chamber, I don't remember what state, Florida, they own a steakhouse as a form of revenue. Some chambers just do tourism. Some only do, you know, events. So I think the commonality is driving the economy for anyone, whether it's through tourism or through, you know, we work like with talent retention and attraction, a lot of businesses.
Right.
So that's cool stuff.
The chamber is funded through.
For us, there's three primary sources.
And I just want to say that you are the number one chamber in the United States. So I want to kind of get to what's the model that's working.
And that's been documented because we are National Chamber of the Year.
That's incredible.
That's why you're here.
I mean, how many chambers are there in the United States? Thousands and thousands.
Yeah, I don't know
every community. Yeah.
I mean, there's 50 states. There's got to be 20 in each state.
Yeah, all of that.
At least.
At least.
So membership dues are part of it. And we have economic investors. That's part of it. And then we have our events and our sponsorships. And it's like a third is where our funding comes. That's why all of our events like Oktoberfest are so important. They help us continue to serve the community.
With the focus of economic development, I just think that's really important. And I think there's a lot of important things to do in any community. But you got to create jobs and tax base. That's how this country got started. And that's why it continues to be successful.
Exactly.
What are some of the things that... Why do you think, besides you, why do you think you received the National Chamber Award?
I think the biggest driver was our Connect Free program. And I know we've talked about this on the show in the past, and that is our free membership level, F-R-E-E, $0 for any small business who qualifies. And that's if you have five or fewer employees, a nonprofit with 10 or fewer, and any restaurant, because we wanted to help them coming out of COVID. We were one of the first in the nation to do a program like this. And that is, it's innovative, it's groundbreaking, and it supports the small businesses who are the backbone of our economy.
And we've had several from the Fox Cities. They're startup type things. And, you know, where it's real fragile, you're going to make it or not. And boy, they have. And I think part of the networking they've done through you has really helped them. They're the ones that have said that.
Great. And if they're not a member, tell them to join.
Okay. But I want to talk a little bit more about the benefits of joining a chamber. And everybody's busy. Mm-hmm. I mean, especially an entrepreneur. It's like, you know, you're never home. Well, it's because I'm working. But and then you say, really, I'm going to join the chamber. Just talk about the benefits, especially like Johnny just said, the networking.
Oh, yes. We survey our members regularly, and that is the number one thing is networking. In fact, when we did a brand study a few years back and rebranded, that's how we came up with our tagline, Connect, Grow, Lead, because those are the reasons why people join the chamber. They want to connect, they want to grow their business, and they want to be a leader in the business community. So we offer a lot of networking opportunities, from free to some of our paid events, like our Celebrate annual dinner coming up.
Which is really cool. I've been to it. That's quite the event. Oh, yeah, nice. About 3 years. It was the first one you had after COVID.
Oh.
Type of thing.
Is that when Dan Nevins was speaking, the veteran?
Yes.
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 Awesome.
What an interesting guy.
Oh, my God.
If you have a contact for him, please let me know. Severely wounded veteran, and he gave such a speech. It was fantastic. Please, if you can get me a contact.
I will. And you know, it's fine now, but when he spoke, he actually had just been diagnosed with cancer when he spoke for us.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. No, we didn't either. He didn't tell us till after the fact. And now I understand he's recovered and doing fine, but just a great, great guy with a great story.
Wow.
And we had Dick Morris.
Who's Dick Morris?
Well,
were those crickets I just heard? Dick Morris.
Dick, which was the guy that wanted to take Hillary Clinton down? He got caught. Whatever. Anyway,
let's go back to your wounded veteran.
I know. I will tell you about that. I'll tell you about it at the break.
Thank you, Ted.
I just
back
I was,
it up here, folks. Clear the area.
No,
get out of the way.
Yeah,
that coming
was
through.
I don't know if that was the same time.
Wide load coming through.
No, I just tell you. And I used to go to all those things too. But the guy who took out Osama bin Laden was here too. Remember?
Oh,
that?
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
That
yeah.
was cool.
Yeah.
Oh, that would be
Tim
cool.
Tim McPhee.
Cool.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. I mean, that was cool.
Him,
anyway,
yeah.
the chamber, the networking, people who are starting businesses, it's focused on money and sales, but that networking is critical just to even lead you to another vendor or to a potential customer, obviously.
Absolutely. It's about relationships.
You know that.
It's not about, you know, the product. I mean, the product is, I think that's a given. But it's the people, it's a service that you receive, and that comes from building relationships and networking.
You know what you guys do, though, too, and we talk about this a lot. In fact, we had somebody on just the other day. Oh, the group we had on the other day, the Bluegrass Group, and they talk about the Mile of Music. Mm. You guys have developed such, you guys have come up with some niches there that are, it's like people not only want to be a part of, but they have to try really hard to be a part of. It's, you know what I mean? It's like, it's not just a gimme. You got to earn it and whatever. And that makes being a part of that much more special.
Mm-hmm. Yep. We get that with Oktoberfest, where fans want to be there. And it's
exactly.
Like, we have a selection process, you know, talk to the guy running that area, blah, blah, blah.
Right. That's what I mean.
I have to tell you one networking story quickly. We're in the chamber, met somebody else that knew a little bit about paper, not a lot. We were paper converters. That's what we did. We made disposable beauty and barber products and some industrial wipes. So he came over.
Did your husband ever get a haircut up in Ishpeming where they'd put that little piece of like toilet paper around his neck?
It's not toilet paper. It was wet strength.
Husband's from Valders.
Okay.
I think he'd be offended if you called him a Ooper.
Sorry.
But in Valders, he used that. They put that.
Did they?
No, it's a state law. They have to. Anyway.
He got paid for every time one of those was used.
I did. But no, I will tell you my
story.
But this is a better story. So I was at the chamber, met this guy. He goes, hey, you're in paper conference. Yeah, my brother and I got this business going. How's it going? Good. Anyway, he goes, can I come over and take a tour? So he came over, and I trusted him, and he took a tour. He got into paper converting a different product line, which is fine. There's a lot of that. private jet. I said to my brother, what the hell did we do wrong?
Wow.
We did okay. He did great. Anyway, I just think I'll give credit to the networking for him and for me. I mean, he's a friend of mine. But anyway, there's a lot of opportunities once you join the chamber to meet other people and confirm that you're doing the right thing or maybe.
Well, exactly. Well, and even the other thing we started offering with Connect Free Now last year is health insurance. Because you know how expensive it can be for a small business. So we have a new plan with Network Health that is for businesses from 2 to 99 employees. And they get a 5% premium discount, 3 months free administrative credit, and a whole bunch of other perks. So it is a really cost-effective plan. So those are the other things that a chamber can do as well. It's not just like the networking and the gathering, but it's the resources and the tools and the connections.
That's awesome.
Get Dr. K. They give him free.
Exactly.
That would bring him in.
Right. I just think that you talk about those opportunities. I want to talk a little bit more about the events that you have. And like Johnny, I've been to some of those. I mean, you bring in great speakers, and that Oktoberfest thing is you actually engage the participant and their employees, but the families too.
Yeah. I mean, Oktoberfest, it's not people think, oh, it's a big drinking party. No, it's not.
Right.
A big chunk. We have a huge family fun area that has kids just packed all day long. We have 180 craft vendors lining half of College Avenue. There's only a section of it that is music and drinking. And honestly, when we looked at our numbers this year, the beer consumption went down. Our attendance numbers were up.
I'm sorry we weren't there. We missed this year. No, go ahead. What I want to underscore how entrepreneurs work really, really hard. I mean, everything from painting the bathrooms, besides the product they have and all the sales calls, and to join the chamber is going to keep you won't feel guilty. You're still kind of doing business, but you're having more fun.
Yeah, I can't argue with that. That is perfect.
You know, one of the things, though, too, with your area there, and when you talk about Fox Cities, I mean, obviously, in Green Bay, we've got that, too. We've got the Depiers, we've got the Ashwaubenons, we've got the Bellevues, and we've got the Suamico's, and, you know, for Northeast Wisconsin, whatever thing. But each one of your, and having lived there and worked there, each one has such pride in itself, but yet there doesn't seem to be the competition amongst these other communities that maybe we've had here a little bit, Jim, with the city and some other areas. You know what I'm saying? What? It seems like you guys have that good hometown pride, but you're okay working with the whole bunch. You play well with others. That's what I'm saying.
It's all for the greater good, right? You got to work together. Right, Jim?
And that's not a natural.
Hey, we tried.
Hey, I have questions for you guys.
Yeah, I got some for you, too. Todd, do we have anything to give away? Any prize packages?
Yeah, I mean, how are you going to do this?
Because I'm going to throw out some high schools for her. We need somebody who wants to play. Who wants to play? And I'm going to give her a quiz on something UP-related, and that person will win if she gets it wrong.
All right, let's do this.
Yeah.
We will play that second.
Yes.
We'll do her questions first.
All right.
Okay.
Oh, sure. And hers are a lot more.
That'll give people a chance. That'll give people a chance to text in.
Text in.
They actually are more relevant.
Well, okay.
Here we go.
All right. Let's go.
Okay. Here we go.
And these are questions from the survey.
Okay.
So, true or false? Chambers are a government agency.
False.
Good. What percentage of respondents said they are more likely to purchase from a business that is a chamber member? 70, 64, 53, or 41?
64.
Oh, good job.
Thank you.
1-1 right now.
True or false? Chambers are affiliated with a political party.
False.
Okay.
I think Jim got that one.
Oh,
2-1.
Yeah, totally, I did.
Okay. How many members does the Fox Cities Chamber have?
Ooh.
1,220, 984, 1624, or 1745?
1624.
My God, how'd you guys know that?
Because it's usually it's not the top one, it's usually the second one. We get a lot of multiple guess tests. That's how we.
That's why I got 23 in my ACT.
I got 22. I went with a higher one.
Okay, how many of those are small businesses at the Connect Free level?
90%.
765, 899, 350, or 498?
498.
Nope.
What do they get? I'll take the highest one. I'll take the highest one.
No. It was 765. Nearly 50% of our membership is Connect Free.
Nice.
All right. John, how many Youpers work at the Fox Cities Chamber?
Two that I know of.
Yes, two. Yeah.
Nice.
Nice. Okay, so right. First person to text with us,
I would say half they got of that them.
Price package.
We got tickets to go see American English.
They're a good band. Beatles thing.
Very good.
Yeah.
That's
that
awesome.
Mm-hmm.
So let's
great.
Do this. We'll okay. go to a break, all right. and then we'll come back and play the contest with Laura.
Okay. It's high school mascots from the UP.
Oh, God.
Here he is. Somebody's going to that show for free. All right. Hey, everything else going good for you guys?
They are. They're going great.
Outstanding.
It's going to be a great year.
Quick break. Yep. Back up this. You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, the Fox Valley's home of Mino and the Mayor.
Edgar Sawyer gave his home to the city of Oshkosh for the benefit of the public. In 1924, the Oshkosh Public Museum first opened its doors. The museum has grown since the 20s, including the addition of the Steiger Wing in the 80s, with expanded gallery spaces and dedicated archives. Be sure to check out the newly remodeled second floor with contemporary Native American art and Tiffany stained glass windows. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 10 to 4:30. Plan your next visit this weekend at OshkoshMuseum.org.
If you're living with dry age-related macular degeneration or dry AMD, you may be at risk for developing geographic atrophy or GA. GA can be unpredictable and progress rapidly, leading to irreversible vision loss. Now there's something you can do to
slow it down.
Eye Survey is proven to slow GA progression.
Eye Survey
or Avacincaptad captive Pagel is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. Eye Survey can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. Eye Survey may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about Eye Survey today.
Eye Survey gets GA going slower.
Visit iZervay.com. That's iZervay.com.
At Lakeland Care, we are passionate about creating a world we all want to live in. Lakeland Care supports frail elders and adults with disabilities through Wisconsin's Family Care Program. As a Lakeland Care member, you'll benefit from a dedicated care team that assists you in managing your health and daily activities. Our personalized support aims to improve your quality of life and help you maintain your independence. To find out if you qualify, contact your county's Aging and Disability Resource Center. To learn more about Lakeland Care, visit LakelandCareInc.com. Lakeland Care. Together, we build better lives.
This is the Fox Valley's Real News and Great Conversation, WISS.
All right, we're ready to rock?
We are.
Here we go. Okay, mine's on you. Ready?
So just to set it up again. So yes. Johnny, of course, grew up in the UP.
As did.
Right. And
Laura.
He is going to quiz you on some of the mascots of your hometown.
We probably grew up. How many miles? Where did you live in Ishpeming? Which part of town?
By the high school.
Oh, right in high school.
A couple blocks away from, by the hospital, closer to the hospital.
By the brownstone?
Yeah, not far from there.
My Uncle Nasho used to work at the Brownstone.
Oh. Yeah.
So anyway, here we go. High school mascots.
My memory's bad. I'm just setting the stage right here.
Okay, we'll throw you an easy one first of all, okay?
Okay.
Sault Ste. Marie.
That's easy.
You guys used to play them. They're in the conference.
We didn't. We never played Sault Ste. Marie.
You didn't?
No.
All right, we did.
Huh.
Blue Devils.
Never would have got that.
Houghton.
Oh, my God.
Why would they say Blue Devils? It's the Red Devils. What devils are blue? Do you ever see a blue devil?
The ones that are cold.
Okay. That's true. That there.
That is a sense. Very good point.
thank you.
I understand it now. Okay. Thank you.
Gwyn.
Gwyn. No, Kingsford Clivers. Gwyn. Holy crap, is my memory bad. I don't know. Is someone going to win something?
Model Towners.
Model Towners. That's it. Okay.
What?
Waters Meat.
Nimrods.
Very good. Houghton.
Their school?
Gremlins. The Gremlins.
God, those are unbelievable. They Nimrods, okay, Gremlins.
Yeah.
Those are like, what are you, picking on them?
No.
That's nothing to be proud of.
Williams,
Nimrods?
A Nimrod is a Norse god, actually. It has a very good backstory.
It's the god of
it.
Hunting.
Yes.
Okay, one last one.
Why do they say you're a Nimrod? Did you ever?
Yeah.
Whatever.
Hey, ESPN did a story on the Waters Meet Nimrods years ago.
They did a whole series?
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
Jim, apparently that's a touchy subject.
Yeah,
did
it
you
is.
Get called that a lot in school, Jim?
Wow. I'm very sensitive.
Nimrod?
I would not. See, we're Jets.
Jimmy the Nimrod.
Nah, man. We were the Jets. Fly high.
Ironwood.
Okay. can't you do anything?
Red Devils.
Ishpeming. Oh, there you go. The Red Devils.
The Red Devils. It's like East.
Westwood.
Patriots.
Wow.
There you go.
Ishpeming and Hematites. Wow. Nagani Miners. Kingsford Flivers.
Marquette. Do you know Marquette?
Redman. No. Was the Redman, but what is it now?
Sentinels.
Oh, that's stupid.
I know.
Okay. And then who is the one?
Manistique Emeralds.
Escanaba Eskimos.
Eskimo. Yeah, very good.
Yeah, I know
those. All right. You're coming back.
Thank you.
Calumet.
Oh, I should know that one. That's where my brother lives up there.
Copper Kings.
Ooh.
Huh? Okay.
Lake Linden. He was the superintendent at Lake Linden School District.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah.
Oh, that's neat.
So that was, it Lake Linden. Do you know?
I don't know that one. No.
Lakes? I think it's the Lakes.
Hey, you want to have a good time? Have two Upers sit together.
Yeah, I'm sensing that.
Two Upers went into a bar.
Yeah. Let's see, I'm almost done with my solitary game here.
Hey, you know, it's funny. I ran into a guy from Ishpeming. Jim and I were doing a bartending thing. And a guy was there from Ishpeming.
Oh, how fun. Yes. Okay.
And I said, he said, hey, you ever go to the bars in Ishpeming where I'm from? I said, Thursday nights, going to the Roosevelt. It was jumbo night. Where they'd give you a 40 for $5, the big 40, and it was also women's pool league night.
Ooh.
So you'd have some tough broads drinking 40 ounces. Yeah,
and
the
then,
Roosevelt.
Wow.
Remember that one?
I remember.
That was Gagliardi's place, I think.
That's right.
Giggs Gagliardi.
Oh my God, that
reminds me. We're driving around on Mother's Day, and there was a marquee in front of like a bar. We weren't up there, but it was like free shots for mom. You know what I mean? That's like his
absolutely.
The I would like have loved that gift.
The 40 ounce and free pool. Wow.
Absolutely.
Anyway, the chamber. Let's just, look. You've been around for 150 years. Nothing. That's unbelievable. I mean, 150 years is your city's probably only 80?
Yeah, it's not much beyond that.
No. Yep. That's cool that the chamber's there. The people who serve on the chamber board, how does one get involved in wanting to be on the board or be a leader?
We have people who ask to be on the board. I feel it's a very prestigious thing, and we want people.
I would say most boards, people ask to be on the board. So, I mean, that's not uncommon, especially something like the Packer board or the Chamber
board.
Right,
something big like that. But honestly, we want diversity and representation. And I'm not, color of your skin, but we need it across all industries. We want to make sure there's, you know, Nina, Menasha, you know, Kimberly, Appleton. So we want community. We want age group. Back in the day, we've talked about this last time I was on the show, it was all men, and it was all a bunch of old white men. You know, we don't want that. We want we want Pulse Young Professionals on there, which is like 40 and under. And we have that. And so we have a matrix that we use to determine our areas of need and community leaders as well. People who aren't just going to sit there and show up and not make an impact. So you have to want to make an impact.
I think you make a good point with diversity, geographical diversity. You also want economic diversity.
Yep.
I mean, somebody who kind of grew up maybe third generation wealth is not the same person as starting a sub shop on Main Street. You know what I mean? And you need to get both of them to say, look, we can work together and we're all in this.
Yeah.
So I think that's great that you...
And they bring different perspectives too.
Do they? Know? Yeah, yeah, I mean,
like
they really do.
You know, like a Myron Construction has a different perspective than Nutritional Healing,
which
is great. We need that. We don't want to just have, you know, blinders on when
I hope
make
my good friends. I hope my good friend's Wild Goose store is still going well on College Avenue.
Yeah, I don't know. I know that's Massey. Yeah.
Kim, he was up
Kim here. And Aiden.
Yeah, good people.
Yeah. Yeah.
What is Kim up to these days?
Works for an organization that helps veterans get jobs.
Oh, good for her.
Perfect job for her.
It is.
But it's a really
it
cool
She's
store
awesome.
Selling vintage clothes.
I haven't been in there yet.
Oh, it's awesome. You got to stop it. By the way, when you said men, was that from the old song?
Men.
There's men above. Oh, I thought that was the old song. There's men above and men below and some down in the galley. Butch and Bill and Mike and Spike and one guy we call.
No.
You don't remember that?
I've never heard that.
He sang right on key. That was good, John.
So how many? So there's two people at the chamber that are Upers?
Yes.
So it's you and?
And our CEO, Becky.
So would They're Becky like, come in and do a contest with you on Uper Trivia?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know.
Let's be honest. She's from the city. She's from the big city.
Yeah,
she
like Gladstone,
Escanaba. She lived in Escanaba.
Yep, yep.
To us, that was a city.
I'll ask her.
Hey, Laura Wieger, Fox Valley,
congrats.
Fox Cities, Chamber
you,
of Commerce.
Thank
you for coming in. Thanks for all the great things you do for our community.
Well, thank you.
And we are really proud to be on the station in Appleton. We're very happy about that.
Yep, Todd said he's going to join the chamber.
You got it.
Nice. We will.
All right, we're out of time. Fun show. Fantastic guest. Back in tomorrow morning, Mind of the Mayor. See ya.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, home for Matt and Air on Air.
You're an organ donor, right? Here's a tragic fact. Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. You could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation and how you can make your wishes known. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Heroicdeed.com.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. This is WISS Berlin Oshkosh and WZBU New Holstein Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Changes coming to Facebook, Instagram, and Threads. Meta CEO Mark Zuckerberg announcing they are getting rid of fact checkers and moving the company's trust and safety team from California to Texas to remove concern that, quote, biased employees are over-censoring content. The nation bidding farewell to former President Jimmy Carter, who will lie in state in Washington later tonight. ABC Steve Osunsami is in Atlanta.
He will be flown to D.C. today for public visitation that will take place at the U.S. Capitol. Then the state funeral is Thursday, where President Biden will deliver a eulogy, and we expect every living president to be in attendance. Then he'll be flown home for private burial at his home.
That will take place in Plains, Georgia. Red flag warnings in effect through parts of Southern California as authorities warn of dangerous fire conditions brought on by Santa Ana winds. 9 deaths and tens of thousands of power outages, the toll from this week's big snowstorm affecting much of the country. This is ABC News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm Lisa Hale with